Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win. I'm
ready to win. All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are super duper excited for another week's show. I know we got the kids back in school, so yay for that. And I know we have a lot of happy parents out there, and we are one of those happy families, you guys, to see all of our beautiful kiddos come back to school and to be able to just celebrate and thank God for a safe and exciting new school year. So we are so excited about all the great things that is going to happen this school year. Is that right, Pastor Dab?
That's right. We've been doing a lot of planning with Mr. Gabriel and sat down and did a lot of planning with his ABA therapist and got a great school year planned. So that's what it takes. It takes that planning for your children so that they can start off on the right foot.
That's right. So we are super duper excited, you guys. And we talked a little bit about that on last week's show. If you did not hear it, you can go back and listen to it in the podcast. But we talked about planning and being proactive and being intentional about the things that you want your child to learn. And especially when they have some special needs and it's going to take that little extra push and getting everybody on the same page. And so it was just a great planning session. And we're so excited about all of the great things that God's going to do for Gabe this year. So super duper excited about that. And you guys, like we do every single week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So go ahead and take it away, Mommy.
All right. Well, good afternoon to everyone out there in radio land. We just want you to know that we love you. God loves you. God believes in you, and so do I. God believes in you, and so do I. I just want to say good afternoon to each and every one of you. We thank God for another opportunity to be here in the land of the living. If it had not been for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. That's the question we might want to ask ourselves sometimes, is where will we be? But today we're going to take this scripture from the point that we need to start moving and moving forward in our lives. And it's going to come from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. So it says, "So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.'" And that's what we're going to kind of focus on today. We want to come to you to tell you to launch out into the deep. Amen. We want to come to inspire you, encourage you to activate your faith in the word of God. The deep is where you find a whole lot of fish, a whole lot of opportunities. We have to be able to get out of our comfort zone. And instead of sitting and being stagnant and procrastinating, sometimes we procrastinate too long. We feel like we're stuck, being stuck. We have to start and begin to initiate the plan of operation to get what God has for us to receive. We have to do that. We have to, because we cannot obtain things when we're just sitting stagnant. So he is a God who supplies us with more than enough. So what we must do is trust and obey and believe what God has promised to all of us. So the word for today is launch out. Trust God for what you want, for the things that you want. Don't stay in the shallow, because that's where doubt and fear can enter in, because you must move from that stagnant place into a place of more than enough, because we serve a more than enough God. Amen? And he's a big God, and he does provide everything that we need. So activate your faith today in the word of God. Amen? Take it away, Star. And that's from Luke 5, verses 1 through 4. But the word for today is launch out into the deep.
Amen. Out into the deep. And that's what we have to do. And like she said, the deep is sometimes scary. The deep is sometimes unknown. We don't know what's going to be out there in the deep. But, and the deep can be any area of our life that you know you've been scared to go into, that new position that you've been scared to apply for. The deep can be the new, for our children, it could be the new therapy center we've been hearing about, but we don't want to try it because it's something different. Or it could be, you know, them trying something that might be a little bit more uncomfortable, a little bit more risky, you know. So we've got to launch out into the deep, and there are so many great things out in the deep, and we never know if we don't try. You never know if you don't get out of your comfort zone, that place of doubt and that place of disbelief and that place where there's a lack of faith, all in the mm-hmm. comfort zone. So we've got to launch out into the deep so that we can activate our faith. We can see God move in miraculous ways and see him do great things in our lives. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, I always say for our children, we've got to think outside the box. We've got to live outside the box because we don't want to be the box that boxes our children in. We don't want to be the box. You know, we always say we don't want anybody to hold our kids back. Well, we don't want to hold our kids back. And it's so important for us to be great examples as parents, caregivers, role models, mentors, to always be launching out in the deep. Always be striving to be who God has called us to be so that we can be good examples for others so that when they see us, they know, hey, I can do it too. Not, oh, she was always scared to take a chance, you know? So we don't want to be the person that's always scared to take a chance. We want to be the person that takes a chance, launches out in the deep. And me and Mommy were watching a great love story last night, as we always do. And one of the things that the lady said, she said, I got my heart broken, but she says, but I don't care because at least I tried. And, you know, that was a really good point. She tried. And so sometimes some of us are afraid to try, you guys. Some of us are afraid to go out into the deep. Some of us are afraid to try anything new. And so we have to launch out in the deep. We've got to try and see what will happen and watch God catch us. If we begin to fall, they always say he has a net there. He'll catch you, you know. So it's just so awesome to see God move when we do take that step of faith, that leap of faith, and launch out in the deep and get out of our comfort zone. So that's a great word for today, guys. Grab a hold of it. Grab a hold of faith, okay, and stand on that word this week about launching out in the deep. We're going to go ahead and have our first song of the day, and this song is called It's a New Day, and I want you guys to sit back and relax and just listen to this song. It has my Gabriel's laughter at the very beginning of it, so I'm excited about you guys hearing this song, New Day. Good morning, world.
Good morning, world, good morning. The sun arose again. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams, full of opportunity. Life and rewind. It's a new day. matter where you've been. Every time the sun comes up, I know I've got a fresh start. Every time the sun comes up, I know
so long since I've actually taken a minute to listen to my own music, and I'm encouraged, and I hope that you are too. It's going to be a good day. Oh my gosh, I can remember when I wrote that song, and it came at a time in my life where I was feeling a little burnt out. And that's why I say life can have you so burnt out. It's full of ups and downs, you guys, and you have to keep moving on, and you have to keep pressing on towards your goals. And I said, you can still move ahead no matter where you've been, because this world will make you feel like you've made too many mistakes, that you're too old, that you don't have anything left to do in this world. But you have to know, as long as you have breath in your body, that God still wants to do something amazing through you. And so I just, oh, I love that song. I'm feeling so excited and inspired to hear it come across the airways this morning. And that song is called Good Morning World, and it's on my new CD called When. And I just love writing positive music with a message to encourage people. So no matter where you find yourself at right now, I know that there's something on this CD that would encourage you, because it's all filled with messages from our personal journey of having a child with special needs and just living life, the ups and downs, the highs, the lows, the ins, the outs. And, you know, I just want to encourage you guys. That's my gift, to encourage people, and I love doing it through song. And that song, like I said, is called Good Morning World by Starfields, and you can find it on Amazon, iTunes, download it on YouTube, listen to it any place that you listen to your music. So I love that song. And I love that even though my son Gabriel is nonverbal, I was able to capture his laughter at the beginning of that. And that laughter, you guys, is something about a child's laughter. It's just so pure, and it's so happy, and it's so full of joy. And it just reminds us of God's love, and just to keep it simple, to let all your stresses go. So I love that song, and I thank you so much out there in Radio Land for listening. Okay, so before we play the next song, I just want you to know that this song my mom wrote, she sung, and she loves this song. It's her on her one of her two songs that's already released out into the world right now, and this is called Do What God Says. And I absolutely love this song. I love the message.
I was praying to my father, asking him what to do. Take care of my business, I'll take care of you. Be positioned. Be
All right, guys. Keep on doing what God says. I love, love, love that song, Mommy. Love the message. Why don't you tell everybody how you got that?
All right. Well, praise God. I was just sitting in the car one day, and I was just waiting on Star. She had taken Gabe to the doctor, and I didn't go in. And I just sat there, and I just started, you know, just as I always do my daily time with the Lord, my praying. And, you know, I created a daily habit of prayer. And so anyway, I was just talking to the Lord and just sitting there thinking. I just started writing some thoughts, my inner thoughts, you know. You know, it was really to encourage myself to keep on doing what God says. You know, I had broken marriage, I lost parents. You know, a lot of things was going on in my life at that time. But yet I didn't lose sight of the Lord. Yet I wasn't broken. I didn't become broke because I kept my eyes on the prize and I kept my belief and my faith in God to bring me through. And if you listen to that song, it says, He worked it out. God worked it out. Now I can shout. So see, that's where I'm at now. That's my testimony because God brought me through it, you know. And I didn't give up. I didn't quit. But most of all, I stayed in the Word, having my quiet time, my prayer, my fasting, spending time with God, having a fellowship and a relationship with God. I created a daily habit of prayer, creates a relationship, a covenant relationship with God, daily deposits of that Word of God. So when you have trials, tribulations, hardships, heartbreak, you have something to stand on. You have that Word of God. And so that's what brought me through, and that's why I can sing that song, keep on doing what God says. And when you do what He says, all things are going to work together for your good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love that song. It talks about just being a blessing to other people and, you know, what can we do to help people homeless and hopeless. Let's be a witness, it says. So that's just a great song, just to go out there and continue to do the work of the Lord, continue to be a light in your community, continue to work and do what the Lord says. He didn't just sit back and watch. He went out and He did something, you know. So we want to do what God says. Amen. So I love, love, love that song. And we're just playing with today some of our songs that are on our projects that we're working on and some of our music that's released. And Mommy's song is released under Deborah Ann Bartlett, and it is released on iTunes, Amazon, anywhere that you can find music. If you want to keep on doing what God says, if you want to listen to this song every single day, guys, I love it, love it, love it. You guys can find it on iTunes, Amazon, and anywhere you can find music on YouTube. You can listen to it, download it. An awesome song, an awesome message. And this is the time and this is the season. It never goes out of season because we always want to do what God says. Amen?
Amen.
So,
amen.
The next song you guys are going to hear is It's Getting Better Every Day.
Yeah.
Getting better. Getting better. Getting better.
right, guys. Well, we have enjoyed this time with y'all today. You have got to hear some of our favorite songs that encourage us on our journey. That song is called It's Getting Better Every Day, and we come to let you know that no matter what kind of week you're having, no matter what the devil tries to throw at you, you've got to speak back, and you have to let him know that it's getting better every day. Whose report will we believe the report of the Lord. Amen. So we are super duper excited about sharing this positive music with a message with you. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms, Starfields Music on Facebook, Deborah Ann Bartlett on Facebook, Pastor Dab, and we will see you guys next week. We are ready to win.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.